how are the stuff you're going to be able to get an investigative report on patients?
Alicia Leftwich, date of birth 7/1/1949, date of procedure August 1st, 2024. For, physician is Dr. Evgeny Goltradio. Referring physician is Dr. Cesar Quillolin. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsy and cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold biopsy, comma, cold biopsy polypectomy, comma, cold snare polypectomy. Indication is abdominal pain, comma, history of diverticulitis, comma, abnormal CT in the stomach, duodenum, and proximal duodenum, comma, colitis, comma, weight loss of 25 pounds in 7 months. Description procedure. Informed complaints of pain, period, possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesion, such as the malignant, were...
Okay.
Explain to the patient, patient brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, and monitored anesthesia care. While lubricated limb sodiogastrical was introduced into esophagus, advanced direct vision to the second portion of duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus. Retroflex was obtained of the cardiac air reception from the stem before dual scope. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position, a digital rectal exam was performed, a well-lubricated limb sodiogastrocolonoscope was introduced into direct and advanced direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendix over the cecal valve. and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination made of cecum, cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transit colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. Period. Retroflex was obtained in the rectum. Period. Boston blood work score is greater than 6, 2-2-2, comma, care prep. Patients had the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy. There were 2 proximal esophageal inlet patches. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation and histology. Next line, otherwise unremarkable proximal and esophagus. Next line, the Z-line is regular at 37 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, there's a 2 to 3 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there's evidence of mild patchy gastric erythema. Common biopsies were obtained in the interim body for histology and through a lead H. pylori. Next line, there's evidence of a diminutive gastric body polyp with cold biopsy polypectomy in total. Next line, there was evidence of C1 nodularity that appeared as Brenner gland hyperplasia. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation histology. Next line, there was a polyp noted in Z1. Common biopsy, cold biopsy polypectomy was performed. Next line, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. The ampulla appeared normal. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation for celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, Boston Bio Prep scores greater than 6, 2-2-2, comma, fair prep. Next line, there was no evidence of any colitis on this exam. Next line, there was evidence of a tortuous and spastic colon. Next line, there was a 10-millimeter transverse colon sessile polyp from a cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 2 cecal sessile larger polyps. One was encompassing the appendiceal orifice, and the other one was approximately proximal to this. It was just distal to this in the cecal area. Common, both were approximately 2 to 3 centimeters in size. Common biopsies were obtained from both and put in the same jar for histology. Next line. There were 4 ascending colon sessile polyps ranging in size from 6 to 10 millimeters removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive cecal sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 3 hepatic flexure sessile polyps ranging in size from 6 to 10 millimeters removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 2 splenic flexure sessile polyps. One was approximately 10 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy, and the other was diminutive in size and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive descending colon sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 4 sigmoid colon sessile polyps ranging in size from 6 to 9 millimeters removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was diminutive rectal sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 2 internal hemorrhoids that were small to moderate in size, non-bleeding. Next line, there was evidence of external skin tags. Next line, there was evidence of moderate to severe left-sided diverticulosis coli. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, we'll refer patients to Orlando Healthcare for EMR of the 2 larger polyps in the cecum. Next line. We'll follow biopsy pathology closely to determine next screening, end EGD period. And I've signed will await recommendations from Orlando Healthcare following their colonoscopy for follow-up colonoscopy interval. Next line. Follow-up in office previously scheduled. Next line. Recommend high-fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Thank you. Next line. Given the weight loss, would recommend CT chest, abdomen, and pelvis for further evaluation. Thank you.